Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Oh, oh, oh.
It's a free cast, baby. Hello, and welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutina.
Glenn Marshall, the freest bitch in the world over here.
This is Nick Schaefer hoping that Lady Gaga keeps releasing this song every 6 months for the next decade.
And luckily, we want your disease and our diseases here. We have Mr. Mike Pollack on the cast with us.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Say hello. Let's introduce your voice.
I am a podcast virgin on tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
Breaking pop through. The cherry.
Yeah, through his fucking podcast cherry right now.
It hurts at first, but it'll start to feel nice.
My podcast cherry.
Just ease in gently, and here we go.
It helps if you work the clit. Kid or ticket.
Clit kit.
Clit kit?
Luckily, Batman, I brought my clit kit.
Change the access codes.
On your clit kit?
Actually, I'm going to shatter the surprise. Ryan, I think, has some new Batman and Robin drops.
Oh, no.
It's the hockey team from hell.
Hockey team from hell. This is Click It or Ticket.
Can that be the slogan for Click It or Ticket? Like on our bumper sticker, Click It or Ticket, the hockey team from hell.
Just a picture of Click It O'Donnell, Chris O'Donnell wearing headphones. I nearly just called him Click It O'Donnell.
Click It O'Donnell.
Well, he's a part of the show.
If he was on the show, that would be his name.
He's on a new TV show. He's on NCIS Los Angeles or something.
I like it.
Sweet.
With LL Cool J.
Mike just
dropkicked
his podcast hymen.
Pollack is an old friend of ours, but he's been living in the First Colony or whatever it is down in Virginia for a few years now.
Richmond, yeah.
Did you guys find any gold down there?
The first streetcar suburb.
Did you guys find some gold? Or
have you wedded any native princesses yet?
Yes. I have arranged a marriage with Pocahontas's spawn.
Wait. What if we combine Pocahontas
does she
and
own
Spawn,
like a
my two favorite movies?
Does she own like a bodega?
Well, no. What happened was I got some beads, some fire water,
ooh,
and I went up to Pocahontas' dad, mom, and John Smith, and I made a deal. I said, okay, you can have this land to grow your wampum and your corn. Just give me
maze.
Me Pocahontas as some tribute, and we'll be set. And it was a deal, so.
Yeah, wow. And then you threatened with the smallpox blankets. Not that
blankets.
Would shortly follow if you didn't get, like, a hot...
Why would they
please, I gave them those blankets as a bonus. I was like, oh,
that
here.
Was icing on
it's
the
like,
cake.
Here, right out the cold winter, have some of these blankets.
You can't really threaten someone with smallpox blankets if you tell them they're smallpox blankets because they're like, no, we're not going to take them.
The secret is
you just tell them they're regular.
Whole point.
All right, so we were going to start this off. We have some questions for Pollack.
Just a little bit of can we get a little background on Pollack?
Yeah,
what is your specialty is American government, isn't it? Isn't that sort of in history? Isn't that your focus, or am I a little off base there?
Well, that's a really noble way to put it. I'm training to be a political hack, hatchet man, patronage appointee, all of these fun things. But if you want to sugarcoat it, yes, I'm a student of history and American government.
Yeah,
animals, operating machinery.
have you ever seen Battlefield Earth, Mike? Because that's what that clip is from.
I'm not a follower of L. Ron Hubbard
yet.
I haven't
see the movie.
You don't have enough money yet. They don't want you anyway. That's a nice way to put it.
Well,
but I understand.
Once
I get successful, once I hit up to six figures,
your
I have a feeling I'll be getting some of the some of their lit in my mailbox. All of a sudden, they will be
lit. You mean they're lit CDs? Lit's a great band.
All right, so we had a game planned because Michael is
Michael
Politics.
Known.
Yeah, he is a political savant, and like not saying that he's an idiot savant. And politics is his like one strong. He's an intelligent, bright kid, but for some reason, politics is just.
Oh yeah, most college students when they get wasted, they talk about themselves. They talk about really pointless things. Drunk Michael Politics starts talking about legislature in a very not a forceful way. He's very understanding, and he listens to your point of view, and then he explains his. It's drunk college Mike is more advanced political dialogue than anything you'll see on C-SPAN.
Unless you were voting against Chris Shays, then I have no time for you. I'm sorry, then I had no time for you. Otherwise, I am very tolerant and understanding. I try to be.
Yeah, so we put together a little game to...
you put together the game.
It was Pete's idea, but
okay,
we transformed it into a new game.
Yeah, we did.
What's going on, Ryan?
Oh, Pete's switch was off for a second, that's all.
Oh,
all
right.
Is it true? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are we good?
Can you hear me now?
You can, Ryan? Yeah, all right.
Good.
So what we're going to do is we pulled up a bunch of wacky laws. But what we're going to do here is we're going to question Pollock. We're going to give him three wacky laws from the same state and then give him three states to choose from, like as a multiple choice. Just as an example, we're going to start off. In Chico County, California, the council enacted a ban on nuclear weapons, setting a $500 fine for anyone who detonated one within the city limits. So that's a $500 fine.
I don't know how they intend to... You know all these laws you say, how are you going to enforce that? Like, really, how? When you've been incinerated nuclear holocaust.
After the fallout...
I was just trying to test out my nuclear weapons, and now I have to pay $500?
This is bullshit. I already paid $8 billion
to
get it.
This
enriched plutonium.
Yeah.
I just smuggled it in from Iran.
Basically, what I can think is, I think I can divide these wacky laws into two different phases. We're going to have probably the really reactionary ass backwards laws, probably in certain jurisdictions legalizing slavery, mandating segregation, things just really ass backwards. And I can pretty much pinpoint a couple states that these would be in. Or the other kind of ridiculous laws we're going to have is probably some real do-gooder... really in
say the
your
L word.
Face.
Say it.
Liberal.
Say the L word.
Liberal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we're gonna go either real reactionary or real liberal. I can pinpoint the states.
All right. Well, he's thrown down the gauntlet. He thinks he's up to the task.
All right. So you're ready for?
He's riding his war horse
first,
up the hill.
Yeah. The four horses.
Fire away, Rabbi.
Rabbi Shmuel over here, ready to fire away. All right.
Rabbi Shmuel.
I'm gonna give you a spread of three from the same state. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it is illegal to pile horse manure more than 6 feet high on a street corner.
Rural state. Okay. Narrowing it down.
All right. Good. I'm glad he bit on that one. Yeah, that's excellent.
I mean, if you're going to pile horse shit higher than a human body, well, then yes.
All right. Oh, shit.
There was actually in a lot of major cities...
Oh, that's true. Yep, 19th century major city. All right, another way to go.
All right. It is illegal in this city, in this state. It makes it unlawful for you to use underwear as an implement to wipe off your car while washing it or in a car wash.
How are they supposed to make teen movies in this state?
All right.
How are the plucky heroes supposed to...
Plucky? That's such a great...
It'd just be so funny if you had like some tatter underwear that didn't even resemble underwear anymore to wash your car. And you're like, I'm such a bad boy.
All right. And this is a law stemming
because
back...
Because I shit myself.
Stemming back to 1838. In this state city, they passed an ordinance requiring that a man obtain a license before serenading a woman.
Ooh.
Ooh, I think we broached on this one... With Nick's wacky laws.
Was
there something with serenading a woman?
I think so. There was something similar.
Regardless, any
that
inkling
isn't at the that isn't at the airwaves yet. So
all right, I'll give you one more. It's illegal to own a caller ID from the same state.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of a fan of this state. I hate caller ID.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've hated it forever.
Well, that's because you want to poll people, and if they have caller ID, they can hang up on you, Mr. Politician.
Actually, no. I want to prank call people.
Oh, well, that's also noble.
Mike, you want your list of states?
Yes.
Your multiple choice?
Iowa, Kentucky, and California.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's see if you're the Sherlock Holmes of silly laws.
Okay, so no pile of horse manure, no wiping down your car
with
underwear. So no sexy car washes.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. The plucky heroes.
So,
they're reduced to bake sales, and that's it.
Yeah, so the sexy car wash is out of the picture. And the third one.
Oh, also, it's illegal to spit except for on baseball diamonds.
No way.
Okay, okay, okay.
Take that, football.
Let me see. Yeah, it's a select town.
So okay. we have Iowa, California,
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Kentucky. I'm going to have to go, oh, well, not Kentucky. I mean, I can imagine spitting being rampant there.
they're spitting fans.
I'm gonna have to go with Iowa.
Yeah.
You're fucking wrong. That is California, my friend. Oh. See, I wanted to trick you by luring you into sense of security by reading off that initial like
and nuclear statewide thing, no caller ID.
You can't win.
Wait, California has no caller ID.
I feel like that
maybe it means on landlines. I mean, you can't program phones not to have it. Cell phones.
Maybe it was issued initially and then they repealed it, but that was a law.
Interesting.
Yeah. What would prompt that? Why would it be illegal?
Well, they're a relatively, I suppose, liberal state. Maybe they were taking jobs away from telemarketers, you know?
Yeah. No, that's true.
And everyone would just take
jobs. Oh, yeah, the broken window fallacy, which Democrats have yet to grasp. If we break a window, then someone will have a job fixing the window. Yeah, well, we could spend that money on something else that is helpful. And then we would still have the window anyway.
And then the window breakers could get, you know, a real job.
Yeah, like something that actually contributes to the advancement of society. Anyway.
Even if it doesn't contribute to society, it's not breaking.
Are you ready for...
Yeah, it's my fucking window, bastards.
Damn,
you ready
kid?
For state number two?
You can't win.
is that General Aramoff?
Oh, yes, it is. We have a plethora of gold knight drops.
Probably my favorite. Him and Senya Onatopp.
And Trevelyan, obviously. Oh,
No.
You wouldn't say that Alec Trevelyan is your favorite villain in that movie because...
I would.
I immediately knew where that was going
to Okay, no. Onatopp, I mean, Aramoff has to be my favorite villain because, think about it, he's involved in, like, the crazy, like, terrorist-type weapons. Space weaponry.
Space division, yeah.
And if you notice closely at the beginning of the movie, he runs the facility which makes chemical weapons. So chemical weapons and space weaponry. He is like the modern-day terrorist.
Yeah, and
how did
he get promoted to general after his chemical facility was blown to hell?
Good point. Okay, I think in the Soviet Union, if my chemical facility was blown up and my sensitive material compromised, I think he should be shot. Yeah. But no, how did the hell did he get promoted to general?
I guess that must have been...
Slipped through the cracks.
And that's Gorbachev right there.
His liberal weakness. His liberal weakness.
That's perestroika at work.
Yeah. He doesn't kill his...
I know if Stalin... if good old Uncle Joe Stalin was in charge, General Aramoff would be in a gulag somewhere chopping rocks.
I also like how he's loaded for the entire second half of the movie. It's like, oh man, I'm in the fight for my life against a British super spy. I better get wasted.
I would put the sauce away. When I was up against James Bond, you don't mess around.
I need all my resources for this.
You don't take him prisoner. You kill him right away. You don't take him prisoner and tell you his plan. You kill him.
The thing is, though, his cunning is maybe speaks Aramoff later. Remember when he shoots Mishkin and he immediately deducts that he's going to just frame Bond for it. He's like working it out loud. He's just like, arrested by General Aramoff.
First of all,
he was literally captured by his guards, you know. So maybe he passed it off on someone else.
Ooh,
you know?
Mike, making a little spill ski. We can clean that up after the cast.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Didn't hit the carpet.
Beer mess.
Yeah, all right. So, are you guys ready for another round, Mike?
Carpet then beer.
You know, I think Mike's going to succeed on this next one. I don't know what it is. I can't see it, but I think Mike's going to get it.
Sure.
Who's having really bad luck, but I'm having good luck. Sorry.
All right.
Is that who I think that is? Is that Cage?
Oh, Pachinko Wasanko.
A very cagey answer.
Okay, oh, please. Okay. Just having him is just offensive. Probably.
Well, that's the idea.
Do you even listen to this show? We love Nicolas Cage on this fucking show.
The one is supposed to be silent, Ryan.
It is supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Go now. All right, so we had a little technical difficulty there, and Ryan gave me the 3-2, you know, because the one is supposed to be silent. But then when I came in on the after the silent one, he gave me some lip. Which is frankly unacceptable. Pete's trying to suss out.
Yeah,
I don't really know what happened. Pollock spilled a beer, and we had to get back going into the swing of things. But
it was a magical turn of event.
We have another state for Pollock to try to suss out.
I'm eating it now.
Okay, let's go.
My money's still on Pollock.
All right, here we go.
Yes, here we go.
It is illegal to fish while driving across a bridge.
Okay.
Whoa. I think you should be allowed to at least try.
It is illegal to sell these celebratory champagne bottle sizes.
Magnum?
Methuselahs, Salamanazars, Balthazars, and Nebuchadnezzars.
Are those fireworks?
Those are traditional champagne bottle sizes. They are illegal.
Are they? Holy crap. Did they inspire the name of the battleships on
Nebuchadnezzar
Matrix?
Was a king. He was an old
king. It was in the Matrix.
You're right.
He was Babylonian.
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar was in the Matrix.
Yeah,
though, as
he was.
Well.
That was the
that
name
was
of the
Morpheus' ship. Morpheus was also in Babylon.
Also. This
so
state,
Lawrence Fishburne
this being
America,
state
Babylon, I mean,
deals with its prostitutes by giving prostitutes spending money, a 5-year banishment, and a bus ticket out of town.
What is this, the Netherlands?
All right. Your states
no,
to choose
out
from.
Out of town. Out of town.
Oh, out. Oh, okay. So we can rule out Nevada then.
Your states to choose from are Hawaii.
No bus out of
Illinois
Hawaii.
Or Florida.
Okay, well, there's no bus out of town from Hawaii. I mean, your bus ride can be into the Pacific Ocean.
Maybe that's a euphemism for they kill their prostitutes in Hawaii.
Also, no fishing while going across a bridge.
But how many bridges are there in Hawaii? I mean, there's not a bridge between islands.
I feel like most states have bridges at some point. Like Jeff Bridges, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Jeff Bridges.
Maybe you
that's
guys
like
are trying to hint to me
argument.
That it is Hawaii, but no. I'm going to have to go with Illinois.
Illinois.
Feel the Illinois, Surf John Stevens.
Oh, no, you're fucking wrong again. It was
what?
Florida.
What? Oh.
Florida does that
Florida.
With all their hookers? There's got to be a lot of hookers
oh, there's
in Florida.
Mad hookers.
There's got to be a lot.
Florida's all right, Mike.
Florida's a destitute state. I hate that place.
I can't do this.
Pollock, I believed in you.
I still believe.
I let you down.
My dreams have been shattered.
I believe in Mike.
You're like Obama.
I believed in Mike.
You, and then.
Well, you know what? That's your bad. I tried to talk you
no,
out
you
of it over
me.
The summer. I
what do you mean you tried to? You danced for 27 seconds and kicked me in the stomach. If you danced full 30, I would have seen the light.
Your loss. Your loss. Those extra 3 seconds
that's true.
Me, you
that's
got me
true.
For 27.
Those were the best 27 seconds of my life, I got to say.
They were entertaining. Mm-hmm.
Michael Pollock can dance the night away. Glenn, do you have another
see,
challenge?
I'll do anything to get someone else to vote Republican.
Oh, I'm ready for a... I'm ready for another state, if you are.
Well, then,
my record ain't so hot, so.
Ain't that the truth. I'm going to give you 4 from this state, you know, just to give you a...
Okay.
All right. You may not educate dogs.
Oh, wow.
You got that?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to walk across the street on your hands.
I know this one.
God, this
you may
must
not
hate
discharge
people.
A firearm on a public highway. It is illegal for a politician to campaign at the town dump.
Why?
Why? What's wrong with
that? And actually, let me scroll up here. I'll try to find you one
dumps
more.
Dumps are places, too.
Yeah, what about all the people, all the voters who live in the dump?
In this town, in this state.
Homeless people are disenfranchised in this state?
It is illegal.
I didn't know Rudy Giuliani was governor somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It must be New York.
A pickle is not officially a pickle unless it bounces in this state.
Oh, I've
disgusting.
Heard of this.
What the hell is that?
All right. Your states are Indiana, Connecticut, and Nebraska.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not Connecticut.
Not feeling the nutmeg?
I would know if these ridiculous laws were nutmeg laws. I would know that. So we have Indiana or Nebraska.
I'm thinking Indiana.
Well, I think Nebraska, even though I know all the answers.
I know the answer. I can't give it away.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it because of the pickle bouncing thing?
Well, it's because I was looking at a bunch of goofy laws the other day for our segment from
yeah.
some of them overlap. So
I can't get this one wrong. I can't get this one wrong.
They're all of them. Or
would
three,
it be...
3 out of 4.
Indiana?
No.
Nebraska!
It's Connecticut, man.
It
what?
Is Connecticut.
Yeah.
We have the pickle bouncing law?
Yeah, we have the fucking pickle bouncing
and
law.
And I've been trying to
what?
Teach dogs.
I'm going to... tomorrow, when I work at the deli, I'm going to try and bounce one of those fucking pickles.
And then
and
when your boss
bounce,
is like...
I'm going to be like, Rob, this does not bounce. You cannot sell this.
Wait, how about the... I thought a ridiculous enough law was that you can't... buy booze after 9. You can't
talk
on your
the
cell
blue
phone.
Law is ridiculous
you can't smoke
now.
Cigarettes
now
indoors.
Is like the fine regulated on this type of thing? Like technically, could I report my boss for selling these things as pickles, which
you
are
should,
not pickles?
You should blackmail the uncle. You can get a tidy sum out of him.
It's
not like
listen, I've been inspecting your pickles and.
All right, Mike. You want another awesome Connecticut law passed in 1650? Ooh. Under the code of 1650 in the New Haven colony, which is now Connecticut, a 16-year-old boy could be put to death if he cursed, struck, or disobeyed his parents, or was stubborn or rebellious.
Shit just got real. Every single kid in our town, including myself,
kid from the age range of 12 to 18 is
dead.
Stubborn or rebellious.
We weren't founded by Puritans.
You know what? You know what?
I can't imagine why the English... I don't know why the English would cast them out. They're just like a great group of people.
Very reasonable.
You know what? If I lived in the great state of Connecticut and I was a parent, I would dust off this law and I would probably take care of my kids.
What about
bring it down from the shelf?
You can always have more kids.
Yeah, and I mean...
Yeah, always replace
them. They haven't updated this website. You cannot buy alcohol after 8 p.m. or on Sundays, but it's actually 9 p.m. now.
Wow, we're
what a compromise.
We're blitzing forward into the 1920s.
I can't believe you're not allowed to walk across the street on your hands.
Give us another 200 years and we'll be...
Wait, what if you were John Foppy?
He doesn't have arms.
Okay, well, what if you're born
like
with
reverse John?
What if you're reverse Foppy?
Reverse John Foppy?
Inverse John Foppy.
Yeah, you were a Font Joppy.
What if you're a Font Joppy?
Well, I guess if you don't have legs.
You were Epoff Nodge.
Would Officer Noto, Sergeant Marcellisi, or Chief Lovello...
Or Officer Wynn.
I didn't know this
Sergeant
was a law
Wynn.
As well.
Sergeant Wynn now, yes.
Yeah, come bust you.
This is a really good one in Connecticut. No one may use a white cane unless they are blind.
Oh, let's start doing that.
Yeah, we got to start doing
the white cane posse.
Oh, I guess we got to warn all the pimps up in Bridgeport.
And then...
all right, you go warn them. I'll be right behind you.
Hey.
I'll go buy our white canes.
Next time Hope drives his bus around the middle school, I'll have to let him know.
Hope. And this is another great
remember
one.
Remember this fun man?
It is illegal to grow a tree in the middle of the street.
I think that's bullshit. I mean, if you can pull it off, good for you, man.
Yeah, if you can get through
the fucking
asphalt.
I thought this was a green state.
Whoa. Has anyone ever driven on the Merit? Because
I think they mean like quite literally in the middle of the road.
Oh, I know. I've driven on the Merit.
Have you ever driven on the Merit?
Have you ever driven on the Merit past New Haven?
Connecticut Times here on Click It or Ticket.
Yeah, if you're not from Connecticut, you're at a loss right here, I'm sure. But you don't live under the oppression of these laws, so don't know where we're coming from, man.
In Bloomfield, Connecticut, it is legal to eat in your car.
Even if it's
parked?
Moving?
It's illegal to eat in your car is what it says.
What the hell? What is Taco Bell going to do in Bloomfield?
How are you supposed to snag some fourth meal?
Oh, let's get some other good
drive-through diet.
Okay. Speaking of Taco Bell.
Eating it now.
Does anyone
Ryan's eating Taco Bell
right now. That's Ryan's sister Hadley,
by the way. That their diet taco is a big load of steaming bullshit. I mean, it is bullshit. I'm not diet Taco Bell. I mean, can it get a bigger oxymoron?
I guess maybe
it's just a laxative.
No, maybe it's like all laxative with half the flavor.
Okay, so it's
instead of half laxative, half flavor.
A mild flavored laxative. Yeah, we'll flush out your Taco Bell meal and your two previous meals.
This is where the diet comes out.
Okay, great.
What was your other point?
The other point is in the new Taco Bell ads, with those Taco Bell workers. That's not what. People
oh yeah, it's like
at.
It's like
that's
too hot, too real,
hot brunette.
Yeah, the hot brunette. Yeah.
First of all, it's like a decent looking like white male who comes and he's like, hey. I'd be a lot more comfortable from ordering from like Stephanie
with the girl who looks identically hot. Yeah, that
it's like,
thing.
You're the one who gave me
what
that
is like
taco
the hot
for
twin. It's a hot
yesterday.
Twin.
Yeah,
it's like, can you still hook me up? You know,
is that still cool?
Can you still hook me up for that? You know,
cool?
Yeah, I mean, you still good? You know,
if you thought that
I'm out.
If you thought a chick that was that good looking who worked at fucking Taco Bell was cutting you in on a special deal,
I would marry her on the spot.
Your concern would not be, can I get that 89 cent deal again? It's like, oh, can I get her to like blow me in the supply
not
room?
Even that. It's like, can I marry you?
Okay.
Can I marry you right now?
Also, fact, we're beyond. I mean, Hispanics don't even work at Taco Bell anymore.
It's,
they don't.
It's black people.
They don't. No, it's like black people
and white trash.
Arabs and like white
black
trash.
Black people, Arabs, and white trash.
I mean, I don't even see Spanish speakers working there.
I really don't.
I see
like, no,
like
they're
in
very
a,
hardworking
and
people.
And even one in Virginia, I saw someone in a burqa working at Taco Bell. No, I kid you not. It's not even like, not a sombrero, a burqa.
No, the burqa stays, obviously.
Never
now,
lose the
Now,
burqa.
This is a question. I think, I don't know if it was me and Pete, I think maybe Christian and I were talking about this when we were working at Grandpa's Painting. Do you think they don't, like, the Latinos don't work at Taco Bell out of spite? Is that, like, fuck that?
Oh,
like,
I think it's probably so offensive to them. They work at Chipotle. They work at Sierra Grill, but I think Taco Bell just crosses
Sierra
the
Grill
line.
Is, like,
do you think Taco Bell, well, it's authentic. The new they don't use refrigerators. Authentico. It's all Authentico.
The new food court at the Stanford Mall. There's Soleil Max or something right next to a Panda Express. And Soleil Max is entirely staffed by Asians, and Panda Express is solely staffed by Mexicans. or Nicaraguans or what Latino.
Guatemalans.
Yeah.
No, so do you think they make a boycott? Like, they're like, fuck that, I'm not working at, like, a Taco Bell.
El Pollo Loco?
Yeah.
No, El Pollo Loco.
No, I think they're sick of just, like, the dog food grade meat. The foul plastic cheese.
I don't know,
cheese.
Those dog food commercials make that meat look really good.
The lettuce, all wrapped up in some
strong.
Sort of, it's the same thing.
It'll keep my coat glossy.
I want some of that cheese gloss to, like, waterproof all my belongings.
Also, the hard taco, though, is an American creation. Like, they
is
don't,
it?
Oh, yeah. But, like, tacos are just soft.
You're saying Mexican people don't like a crunch in their meal? Because they're missing out.
Because
No, we were aware they were missing out. That's why we made fucking Taco Bell.
So we
didn't let them work there. When I say we, I mean
white people. What if Taco Bell has a corporate policy?
I was hanging out there.
What if Taco Bell has a corporate policy that Mexicans
fish.
Mexicans cannot be hired. They're not allowed to be hired in order to not be racist.
Wouldn't it be racist to not hire?
Yeah, that's why it would be funny.
So I don't understand. No, I really think it's a conscious effort because I've never.
No,
like,
I've actually seen a couple of Hispanics working at Taco Bell at different Taco Bells. It's
desperate,
just like the one.
It's desperation.
Yeah, because I feel like that's like their last ditch effort. It's like that's right before they start like selling their bodies for money. It's like for us it would be like, yeah, like working at like a Taco Bell, but for them that's like, I don't even know what the equivalent of that would be for like a white person. It's like, you're going to end up working at Taco Bell in, like, Tallahassee, Florida.
Well, that's the
no,
point.
No. It would be like if you moved to a European country and you started working at,
McDonald's.
Like, their parody of, it'd be like Le American Burger.
Yeah.
No.
I've actually been to a French-American restaurant, like, their take on American restaurant. It was great.
I was going
to
say, it would be, like, American, cutting sheet metal, but then you'd be, like, a union. You know what I mean? I can't think of, like, a shitty American job that would be, like a culturally equivalent to someone from Latin America having to work at a Taco Bell.
A Walmart greeter.
Oh,
okay. Walmart
okay.
greeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
There
it's
you
like
go.
A white trash
yeah, if
job.
I lived,
yes.
And especially if I lived in Europe, if my choice is a Walmart greeter and European unemployment, I'm taking European unemployment.
Okay. European unemployment
rules.
Is
it
probably
rules.
Worth like 40, 50 grand a year plus health care. So,
you know, and then, which, you know, when you take into account the, what is it called? The something. It's the comparable thing to what is that?
GI
Gross
Bill?
National
what,
Product.
What's
oh,
like,
GDP.
What's
there, it's something.
On
it's like
a
it's,
citizen in like France and or England.
It's the spending.
Welfare?
Oh, the spending power.
It's
parity.
A lot harder now because so many people from a lot of people from bordering poor nations really want to get into the EU
to
get the European Union.
Yeah,
benefits,
the purchasing
so
power
harder.
Parity, which
but if you're
with
American,
the euro is huge.
Isn't it kind of like a wink and a nudge? Like, kind of how to becoming a citizen here if you're Canadian is kind of like...
No. It's not like that at all, because they, like, hate Turkish people in Europe.
Hate them. And,
they
and,
hate,
and
they
they're
hate Polish people, too.
Of
Polish
the
people
Eastern
are.
Europeans. Yep,
no,
they're
but
very
I mean, if you're
suspicious
American.
Of the Eastern Europeans.
Oh, if you're American?
That's what I'm saying.
I guess it depends on the country.
It's kind of like us here. If you're Canadian, it's a lot easier to become a citizen.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Than if you're from Mexico or Nicaragua or Colombia or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't actually really looked into it. They're really lax about giving out green cards and visas and stuff to Americans. They're really good about that.
I want dual citizenship. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then we're going to have to duel for it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
There actually might be a job opportunity opening up for me in England, but I've never been there, so I don't know.
I can tell you everything about it. I was there for 6 months. I know everything about
it. It's true. I heard you and your friend talking, and you guys know everything about it.
Everything about the
you
entire...
You talked about, like, people you hung out with who were also from America.
Yeah. It was great. It was really great. Speaking of great, I stumbled upon this last night when I should have been sleeping. There's a database of emergency room injuries online, and it's all in whatever the ER doctor's shorthand summary of whatever the patient said happened or their description.
So in scribble, so in gibberish. Okay.
Well, it's typed, but
but
it's all shorthand. So patient is PT, for example. But it's funny because a lot of time they'll just translate directly what the patient claimed happened, and then you can really tell.
You can glean.
what
happened.
Yeah, and in other cases, it's just hilarious in general, and you can try to figure out. I just thought if I threw some of these out there, you guys would we would all have some idea of what was really, paint the picture of the scene of what was going on.
Okay.
So, for example, 14-month-old female. Patient crawled under the bed of a hotel room and came out with a vibrator in mouth. Possible STD exposure.
Excuse me?
Should I reread that?
No, I understood it.
No.
I was just trying to honestly figure out.
But do say it one more time.
14-month-old female. Patient crawled under the bed of a hotel room and came out with a vibrator in mouth. Possible STD exposure.
So who's the skanky mom?
Well, no. Hold on. There wouldn't be... how long...
How good of a hotel is that?
No. But how long can a dildo...
Comfort Inn outside JFK?
How long can... a dildo. Just bang the hell out of someone with some dildo and they have all the STDs that run the whole gamut of STDs. Mm-hmm. From, hepatitis A through C to gonorrhea.
So a vibrator's probably
syphilis.
Safe sex, to be honest.
No, but then you leave that
on. AIDS. Don't forget AIDS.
Yeah, well, AIDS, too. But AIDS, I don't really want to include because if it's on the vibrator, it's dead in a second and a half to 8 seconds.
But include anyway.
So my real question, no, they can't.
Include it.
Well, whatever, fine.
Let's say the vibrator
My real
has
question
AIDS.
Is like, how long exposed to open air could those diseases still last?
I don't know. I think you'd want to check to see if you're 14-month-old had... Because what if...
Well, it's not like it was in her cooch.
Maybe you should check...
Or his cooch. Did they say the gender?
It's a female.
Okay, thank God.
Maybe they should check when it's like, oh, man, the
they want to lose one of our own.
The baby's going under the bed. Maybe we should see what the fuck is going on here.
Exactly. I was thinking, what's going on with the parents that they're, letting their kid wander around and...
Why are they in a motel?
Chomp down on vibrators. I don't know. I don't know. Pollock?
Pollock's texting. Mike's a big fat asshole.
Well, I'm not going to throw rocks
no
in a glass
such
house
thing.
There. Let's see. Patient was, quote, guarding the frat float at frat home.
I'm sorry.
And playing with knife when he accidentally stabbed self with knife on thigh. Presence of alcohol, diagnosis laceration.
Oh, my. So was he stabbed or did he legitimately stab himself? That actually sounds believable.
What is playing with the... The knife. Everybody knows a douchebag that actually carries a knife around and acts like it's practical, like we're on a camping trip.
Was it during a parade, or was just the float was there, and he's like, "I'm not letting no one near this float."
They make their pledges. A lot of fraternities, they'll build a float, and they'll make the pledges build it and put it on their lawn, and then the other frats try to fuck with it, and for a week, and the pledges have to defend it.
Oh, so they're playing with the knife that they were in theory to defend.
Yeah, the defense knife.
I hate
because you have
to
defend it from other frats with a knife.
They're like, "Oh, I carry this hunting knife around. Never know when you're going to need it." It's like, "Yeah, never know." In the 22 years of my life, I've never fucking needed a combat knife in my goddamn belt because I live in the suburbs.
Yeah, that's weird.
Fuck you.
At my frat, I had a defense scimitar, and then one of the other frats came to get the float, and I flourished it a lot. And then
Did you yell, I'm the Prince of Persia?
No, then he just took out
and
a gun
and
shot me. It was. Yeah. I mean, there was a big laugh, but I didn't think it was that funny because he just shot me. And sword fighting is a noble art where I'm from in the Middle East.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
Yes. Well, that's really hurt. That hurt a lot, Ryan. Let's not.
That's interesting.
Paul, get off the fucking phone. Who are you texting right now? I want to know. Who are you texting? You playing Minesweeper? What the fuck's going on over there?
All right. Patient washed penis with cat shampoo. Symptoms, inflammation of penis.
Penis.
Let's see here. 64-year-old male had sexual fantasy, put coat hanger in penis, hanger broke, admission foreign body in penis. There, 99% of these are foreign bodies in the penis or the asshole.
Oh, why would you put something in your penis? Dude, I remember I tried to put...
What was his sexual vision?
He had a fantasy about...
A butterfly, is it?
No, he just had a sexual fantasy. He put a coat hanger in his penis.
Thought it was a butterfly in his penis or something.
No, we've all thought about butterflies.
I mean, naturally, the first
not putting it in there just flies.
The first substitute
there,
for a butterfly. La, la, la. When you think how am I gonna, try to make a butterfly out of something I have lying around the house? I don't know, but just a straight wire of coat hanger that I could shove up my dick.
Also, if you want something of your dick, get a kidney stone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
You'll get full satisfaction, guaranteed. After that, it'll be so satisfying you'll never want to do it again.
And then there, like the end of the ad that Pete says all that shit in, he like winks and points at the camera, and then it pans out. Yeah.
And then I like, and then I put, and then I just put like stones in your kidney.
You know, the kidney stone. Not the time for
dick myself. I just pour milk into your like liver directly.
This one made me so happy because this was lifted like right out of Looney Tunes. This is not even gross. It's just this is, all right. 77-year-old male sits states at home sitting down eating banana, tossed peel on floor, and got up to use bathroom and slipped and fell on banana peel.
You went to the emergency room for that?
Yeah, he was 77. He's pretty old, but I mean,
he had the life alert.
He threw the banana and then immediately got up and stood up.
Diagnosis Wile E. Coyote.
Why would he throw it on the ground in his own house?
And then slip on it. Like, not
he's the man?
Put 5 penile rings on penis to maintain erection, causing strangulation. Removed under anesthesia.
God.
What?
Yeah. Or here's a good one. Here's a good one to picture the scenario. This you can actually sort of imagine all of it. All flows to mind. 15-year-old male. Patient was tricked into eating candy with dog feces on it.
What?
After that, he took a drink of cleaner. Diagnosis: ingestion of feces.
And cleaner.
No, no, no. How stupid is this person?
Well, remember in high school when that kid made Mark Chiodo eat a sandwich that had cheese on it?
No.
And then he cried?
No. When did that happen?
School prices.
No.
Yeah. What do you think a man animal would like to eat?
A cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Wait, how did that happen? Can you? I didn't hear.
Chalmers was bacon, like, yo, Chiodo, eat this fucking sandwich.
Chalmers,
and he's
wow.
like, okay, I'm a fucking huge load. I'll eat that sandwich. And then when he was done eating it, he's like, I came in that sandwich.
Who masturbates
and then Chiodo
into a
cried.
Sandwich?
Yeah, I don't think.
Oliver Chalmers. What did he get off?
Yeah, who masturbates into a sandwich and then feeds it to someone?
Did he get off on the idea that, like.
Oh,
have
you're
you
right.
done that to
I
someone
see your
before?
Point. I see your point.
I wouldn't feed it to someone.
You've
done might,
that?
I mean, you might get hungry and.
Yeah. I want to know. Like,
you don't want to lose your life force and let your semen just leak out of you.
What are you thinking about?
You need to replenish your nutrients.
What are you thinking about?
Bury
though?
The sandwich. Are you guys new at this?
No, what do you think about as you're like,
I
like
give it a Viking
pumping
funeral.
Salami?
You're like
the
sandwich
sexiest.
Is in front of you, like
yeah.
top of the bread off. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you picturing like,
wouldn't
the
there
kid,
be a moment
like,
where you're like, holy shit, I'm jerking off into
no,
a sandwich?
No, 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 that, but then wouldn't you picture like the kid like biting into the sandwich? And at that point, I would be even like so repulsed that the boner would disappear. But I imagine this person is so sick because it was his fucking idea that like that like makes him like get ready to come. It's like, oh, God, yeah, the kid's going to eat it. Like, his teeth sinking into the cheese. Oh!
I'm sure, yeah. I can't relate to that.
I can't relate
either.
To that in the least.
Not
I don't
all.
Want anyone
not
eating my cum, like,
all.
In food. You know what I mean?
I could get down with someone eating my cum in food or in any.
Why?
What dish?
Why?
Not
what
to
dish?
Make fun. No, if they weren't down, that's the problem.
But
if they,
like,
want to eat my
it's
cum.
It's like, oh, hey, girlfriend.
Who am I to deny them? No, I'm not saying my girl.
What if she's like,
how many
make
times
eggs with your jizz later?
Like, I'd be like, all right.
We inject our special resin.
Lubricate the pan. Lubricate the pan.
Yeah, I know. Rather than using Pam, you use cum.
Use man juice.
Yeah, there we go.
Man juice.
Who
so
needs butter or olive oil?
There's a this one. This one is euphemism. The diagnosis is such a euphemism, and this is part of why I like it because it's so sterile and medical in response to this.
Hold on, Pete's chomping at the bit here.
What's going on, Pete?
No, I'm just still laughing at that drop. The inject our special resin.
Play that again, Ryan.
We inject our special resin.
just hit home.
Safe light repair. Safe light replace.
Someone's been listening to too much AM radio.
This is a TV commercial.
Oh, really? I've only heard it on AM radio.
Whoa, did you guys know that in Florida, everywhere. When having sex, only the missionary position is legal?
In all of Florida?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people adhere to that.
A lot of people are listening to Judas Priest breaking the law. but this was a euphemism. I thought the best euphemism I've ever seen, which was intoxicated, playing a guitar, stumbled, fell backward onto uncapped beer bottle, which contacted perineal area. Bottle intact.
Oh,
diagnosis?
God.
Complex vaginal laceration.
Ooh.
The chick was playing guitar.
Complex Bachelor.
Complex. See, yeah, I don't like it when doctors use words like complex.
It's
like,
kind of scary.
No.
It's like everything a doctor does is complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
I want this to be simple.
Yeah, I want you to explain that complex thing, even if it takes a whole paragraph.
Say it in
explain
English,
it in plain terms, because now I'm dying to know.
If this is complicated to a doctor,
yeah,
whose job is to deal with complicated
shit.
Explain
it shit to a layman in short little words like Noam Chomsky.
Yo, vag,
does.
Be cut.
You know what I mean?
I hate that communist.
You hate Chomsky?
Bastard. Yes.
He invented linguistics, which is like a failed like idea. It like doesn't like there are like once you get like too deep into linguistics, they've started to like diffuse it and like make like, you know what I mean? They started.
Do you mean
to,
like philology? Because that's been around forever.
No, linguistics itself. Like
invented linguistics.
Yeah, modern linguistics.
That's a bold claim.
Well, it's Chomsky. It's not
he claimed that.
No, I know. I don't know anything about Noam Chomsky, so I.
Oh, Chomsky's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
he's a crazy. Good he's very intelligent.
He's your standard Marxist bastard.
Yeah.
Says Michael.
Summon
Politics.
More cigarettes.
Hey, what does that mean from you? He leans slightly left. Like
actually, Noam Chomsky leans about as far left before you get extreme right. I mean, he's that.
He's going to turn over.
He's like a Super Mario 2 level. You just like go far enough and you come back the other side.
Exactly.
So, Mike, at what point do you put on that funny tail and get to fly up to the star level? Oh, no answer. Mike doesn't know that much about Noam Chomsky. Moving on, Nick.
I'm going to leave. I think we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to leave you guys with my favorite visual out of all of these.
Nick is departing for a little bit, but.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading out for the rest of my
life. Yeah, so, we're going to try to do some more casts while he's away because Pollock's here. So,
for a limited period of time, yes.
Pollock is probably a more, like, interesting version of me.
Ain't that the truth?
But here's my favorite visual of all these emergency room issues. Patient was playing sex games with wife. I like to think that was a board game for whatever reason. Patient was playing sex games with wife.
Patient was playing war games with Matthew Broderick.
Sex games with his wife.
Had belt around
Matthew
neck.
Sarah?
Last names here on Click It or Ticket.
Gym teacher.
Yeah, I said Matthew Broderick. He was in the movie War Games, so it was funny.
And I actually watched War Games starring Matthew Broderick with Matthew Sarah in one of the clubs that they tried to put
in. I know. I was in that with you. I was in that with you.
Yeah, you were in there too. Oh, yeah?
I was in that with
you. What was this? Like, espionage?
The one with that dirty old hat.
Yeah, Miss Horvath.
No, Bird.
Oh, Bird. You know,
Bird from the Red
Team. I remember it was like once every other third week or something like that, you'd go to a club.
What was it called? Like counterintelligence and espionage?
It was a movie club.
We watched War Games,
Gorillas
and
the
then
Mist.
Like Gorillas in the Mist with like Diane Fossey.
Yeah,
that's
oh, you were in there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that makes me
that
so happy.
Matt, someone told me a joke in seventh grade that just popped into my head because you said Gorillas in the Mist. What do you call a bunch of black people on a hazy day? Gorillas in the Mist. I thought that was by seventh grade standards. I thought that was an ace knockout.
Yeah, that's highbrow literary humor there.
I was like, holy shit, dude, you just blew my mind. And
like,
then,
whoa, there, nerd. Yeah. So all right, this is still my favorite. It was playing sex games with wife, had belt around neck, jumped over something and got hung up. Also fell downstairs. Diagnosis trauma arrest.
Diagnosis Dick Van Dyke finally got his groove on.
Well, I want to thank our special guest,
Michael Politics.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I was good being on.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with one great law from Georgia.
Oh.
The Queen Nick's
en route.
In the Queen State of Georgia.
In Acworth, Georgia, all citizens must own a rake. That's mandatory, ladies and gentlemen.
So you're born and they slap a rake into your hands?
No, you have to fucking own one. You have to buy your own goddamn rake.
Rake in the rakes.
Yeah. All right, so fuck off, ladies and gentlemen. Take it easy.
Words to live by. Let's see if these bastards can do 80.
Hockey Tee from Hell signing off.
Roma, Roma, Ga, Ga, Ooh, La, La, Wild, Yellow, Bad.